Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we have several guests with us, and we're going to start out with Jolene Smith of the Royal Neighbors. Good morning to you, Jolene.
Good morning, LaVon.
Well, Royal Neighbors, I hope more people are knowing about Royal Neighbors because we've talked about Royal Neighbors several times, but I know most people still don't know everything you do, and we don't have time to talk about everything you do. But what's the basic purpose?
We're a fraternal insurance company with chapters all over the United States, and our purpose is to support women and give back to the community, which we have given back a lot to Atlantic.
And again, that's something that most people don't know. I know you've had numerous kinds of projects, and if we had time, we could talk about those. But we've talked about some of those in the past. But one of the things that happens when you do these good things and when you plan good things, it means that you get some money from this organization. And what's the total that you've brought into Atlantic in the area so far?
In our Nation of Neighbors program, we've bought over $25,000 in the 10 years that they have done this.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, you think about any community in to various ways, $25,000, that's quite a bit, Jolene. And so we all need to say thank you, because I think we all benefit in some extended way. So the most recent one coming up, an exciting announcement, is because Mary Neese, one of your members, has written a grant. Tell us about this grant, Mary.
Oh, we are so excited about this grant. It's $12,000 to enable Jolene.
How about maybe we should say Cindy and something for you. Jolene doesn't get to spend this money. I'm sorry, Jolene. But something for you and Cindy Call and Company gets to do this. So, but tell us about, you know, in the grant, what was it that you were helping them aim for?
For a new long arm quilting machine.
And what did you have to talk about in here? You didn't just say, well, they want a new quilting machine.
Well, talked about, you know, what, where they started. You know, they started about, what, two blocks from here, and then they expanded their store tremendously. And now they've got this loft where Cindy does all of her long arm quilting. But unfortunately, she has to do it at night. So that, you know, they've got the store fully staffed. Yeah. So this, now they've got all this room, and they need a new, their existing long arm doesn't have a stitch regulator on it. And so that limits on who can use the machine. Mm-hmm. So this enables us to enable Cindy to go out and get a new machine with a long arm and a stitch regulator, and will help, it benefits everybody. People, and there's not a lot of long arm quilters around here, so it's very difficult to get projects done.
And we're gonna talk to Cindy here in just a minute. But I'm thinking, when you look at this grant, what are they looking for? You know, why do you think that they said this is somebody who's deserving? What do you think that criteria they used, why that made a difference?
Well, a lot of it is all that Cindy offers here. There's, she donates a lot of time, you know, this area to be used by people to make dresses, the little African girl dresses, mm-hmm. The quilts for the homeless, and she just donates this space.
Okay, so that community service that Jolene mentioned, that's a really important part of all of this. It's not just because somebody needs something. You have to work for this, I think, Mary, to say, yes, this business and these people deserve this. So I do want to talk to Cindy Call about that. And because Cindy, how long have you had your business, Something for You?
We've owned the business for 2 years, and this is our anniversary month. We got it September of 2015.
2 years. And in 2 years, wow, you've changed places and expanded. Oh, I don't know if it's double, triple, but yeah. But beautifully.
Thank you. Yeah, it's about double the space of what we had before, and we have a huge space for our classroom space that we have filled with tables and chairs and things.
And that, I think, is the critical thing. I mean, if people just walk in the door, they'll see lots of fabric, some other things related to sewing and quilting and a few other things. And by the way, they need to come in the door to see what that is. But the biggest space that you added was this workspace for people.
It's been very handy. Yeah, Mary was talking about Quilts for the Homeless. We've had a lot. We did a lot with that this last fall and winter. And Sonia Clausen is kind of working with Mel Bryles to organize that. So we had a 4-H group in here at the same time as a bunch of our ladies come in at the same time, and they all donate their time as well to sewing the squares, and that's generally donated fabric. Mm-hmm. So we've been busy in here. So,
and the little girls' dresses, how have you been involved with that?
I help out. We don't always sew in here, but I help out Cheryl with purchasing the bias tape, mm-hmm. and the elastic and those kind of things that they need to complete those.
So we've talked about classes. We've mentioned that a couple times. Let's talk about the kinds of classes that you offer, Cindy.
Okay. I have a little kids class Monday evenings, and it only lasts about an hour and a half. And then we have a couple ladies that come in on the afternoons on Wednesday or Thursday, plus a Thursday evening class, which we just switched to Wednesday, which sounds very confusing. Thursday night's still open, and then we have a Friday morning ladies group that comes in and quilt, and they work on specific projects together. They each make their own quilt, but it's all the same quilt basically. So
all of these are basically related to quilting. Maybe a quilt for a bed, but it could be a smaller item also.
It could, yes. And we've also had a couple of things in here where one of my daughter's friends has led classes in making wood crafts. We did snowmen and snowmen painted boards and have done different things like that. She even came in and put her wedding decorations together in here one evening and ran around the tables and put stuff in. So,
well, it is such a great space. And what the other thing I appreciate, in addition to the space, it is so well lit.
It is. We are very lucky. We have good lighting in here, and we have a lot of outlets now that the landlord let us put in more outlets so we can accommodate all the sewing machines. So it's been very handy that way, because we do use a lot of electricity. So
yes, I'm sure you do. So Cindy, when Mary was talking about this long arm quilting machine, that says to me that you are doing quilting for other people. Somebody might bring a quilt in to have you quilt?
Yes, basically it's a very large sewing machine that it moves freely on a wheel, I don't know what you call it, a cart kind of a thing, and you put together the sandwich of the quilt. You put together the top, the batting, the bottom, and you stitch it so it's all together. So when you use it, your batting doesn't roll up into a ball in the center of your quilt. So yes,
very discouraging when that happens.
Yeah,
so you mentioned that you're going to be celebrating your second year. You also have a celebration coming up, because there's some folks going to come and present this check for $12,000. You want to tell us, Jolene, about that?
Yes, the people from the Royal Neighbor Office in Rock Island, Illinois, are coming out on Friday, September 29th, to present Cindy with a check. And we're inviting the public to come and help Cindy celebrate, and we will have some refreshments, and they can look at the store over.
Yep. That'd be 1 o'clock.
Oh, 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock. Yes. Okay. So, again, September
29th, okay. At 1 o'clock.
Okay, that's a Saturday, I believe.
Friday.
Okay, let's get this right. Friday. And everybody is invited, right, Cindy, to come help you celebrate?
Yes, we said something to our class people, and I did send out an email, so hopefully we'll get some responses to that. I know Jolene had gone down and talked at the chamber, and I think the newspaper is set up to come, and so, yeah, hopefully we'll have some good coverage.
The mayor stations.
Yeah. And this would be the great chance for people who said, well, I've never been there, or I don't know what that's about. That would be a really good time to come in and have some cookies and coffee, I'm sure, and look around and see what's here and see some of the projects going on. So, Mary, you've been involved with writing the grants a number of times. So, again, how do you, grant writing is a real challenge. And I think you sort of have a way that you go at that may be unique.
Well, they have a very specific format that they ask. It's the same 5 or 6 questions every year. And they're looking for how this is building up women, encouraging women. I try to make it very, very personal and exciting.
Fun to read. You know, I don't know if you've ever read grant applicants, but sometimes they are so boring and you go, what is this all about? And I'm thinking you kind of think about that isn't what you want to have happen.
No, I don't want it to be boring. I don't want them to fall asleep reading the grant.
Yes, very good. So you obviously have done a really good job. So again, Jolene, remind us about the open house and the celebration.
It will be Friday, September 29th at 1 o'clock, and everybody's welcome to come and congratulate them on this and look the store over, and we will have refreshments.
And the location of the store, Cindy, is?
501 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic, so right on the corner.
Thank you very much to all of you, Cindy Call, Jolene Smith, and Mary Neese, for visiting with us. And here's a thought from George Bernard Shaw. Life isn't about finding yourself. Life is about creating yourself.